This is KGOU's PM News Brief for Wednesday, January 18th. I'm Katie Hallam. Governor Kevin Stitt has created a task force to address state workforce challenges. Stitt signed an executive order Tuesday to form the Workforce Transformation Task Force. The group will make recommendations on how the state can consolidate its workforce development practices in order to have a greater impact. In the order, Stitt said Oklahoma's workforce delivery system suffers from responsibilities and funding being split across several state agencies. He wants the task force to create a roadmap for one state entity to take charge on all workforce development issues. The task force will submit a report detailing its recommendations by April 15th. Oklahoma currently has one execution scheduled each month from February to August, but a request from the Attorney General might lengthen the time between each execution. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond has filed a motion with the Department of Corrections to request the next seven execution dates be pushed back by 60 days, changing the current schedule from one execution every month to one every 2 months. Drummond says the current pace of executions is unsustainable for DOC personnel, and more time between executions is needed to allow for the intense training and preparation required to carry out the state's highest punishment. Drummond also says he spoke to the families of the victims of the seven death row inmates before filing the motion to explain his request. I'm Hannah France.
A facility for female inmates nearing the end of their sentences is closing this week. KGOU's Hannah France has more.
The Oklahoman reports the Oklahoma City Community Corrections Center will close on January 20th. The inmates will be moved to similar minimum security units at the Eddie Warrior Correctional Facility in Taft. Josh Ward, the Department of Corrections Chief of Communications, says the decision to close the old center was based on what would be high infrastructure repair costs. He also says the inmates will continue to have access to education and employment resources. The old center had been used as a transitional facility for female inmates finishing their prison sentences since 2017, but was used by the DOC since the 1970s. I'm Hannah France.
OG&E customers are getting another increase on their monthly bill. The utility company announced beginning January 1st, 2023, customers will see an increase to the fuel charge on their bill of 4.8%, or approximately $5.46 per month for the average residential customer. In a note to customers, OG&E says the change is needed to collect fuel costs incurred through December 2022. The costs will be collected over a 21-month period. Just 2 months ago, OG&E announced that customers would see a nearly $6 monthly increase to their bills to recover costs for a fuel balance. Customers will continue to see that increase until March 2024. A criminal case against a high-profile Native artist in Oklahoma is moving forward after a district court judge refused to dismiss charges against him. OPMX's Allison Hadetta was at the Pawnee County Courthouse for Walter Bunky Echo Hawk Jr.'s hearing.
Bunky Echo Hawk Jr. appeared in Pawnee County Court along with his attorney and father, Walter Echo Hawk Sr., who's the current president of the Pawnee Nation. Echo Hawk Jr.'s attorney asked a judge to dismiss charges of lewd or indecent acts towards a child under the age of 16 and possession of juvenile pornography, charges that could land him in prison for 20 years. The judge declined, and Echo Hawk Jr.'s next court date is set for February 3rd. More than a dozen supporters, including Olivia Gray, were at the courthouse to back his accuser.
The more people that can come and show support for this child victim, the better. This is not only a really horrific crime in terms of what happened to a kid, but it's also a very politically charged trial because of the prominence of the Echo Hawk family.
Echo Hawk Jr. maintains his innocence and denies accessing child pornography. He was arrested last year after a minor child reported him to authorities for inappropriately touching them. In Pawnee, I'm Allison Herrera.
Some Oklahoma school districts now have the chance to provide more nutritious meals to students by partnering with local farmers and ranches. OPMX's ex-Corrette Nunez reports on a new school meal program in the state.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is launching a $3 million partnership with Oklahoma to help select schools serve students locally grown food. Under the Local Food for Schools program, the state will work with Langston University and Oklahoma State University to help farmers and ranchers connect with schools in their area. Doug and Amy Ratzliff are cattle ranchers in Enid who have signed up to participate in the program. Amy says partnering with local schools to serve their beef products allows them to teach students where their food comes from.
We get an opportunity to talk about raising the cattle on our pasture and the process that it takes to feed them and to care for them, and even breaking ice in the wintertime and just the production that goes into it.
School districts must participate in the National School Lunch Program to be eligible. In Oklahoma City, I'm Max Garrett Nunez.